Blog Talk Radio.
Day out here in the Midwest, quite cool, but the sun I can see is rising, and hey, it's great to be alive and have an opportunity to speak with you today, and just to be out there and having the opportunity to make a difference. That's the biggest thing. Once again, thank you for joining us. This is Robert J. Do a daily program, and we're looking forward to doing more shows for you, talking about social media stuff and ways on how you can make a difference in your community, but also how you can make a difference for your family while working as an entrepreneur in your own home-based business. That song you just heard is actually a song that I wrote and sang, of course, way back in my band days, and it was a song it's called Are You For Real? The initial motivation of the song was about, it was a little bit of a torn between two lover type of thing or whatever. But, you know, it has so much more meaning to me, of course, because it's a memory, of course, and it's a great time in my life. And I can very vividly recall the day going into the studio to record that song. And back then, when you're a young person, you have a lot of funds, and you go in there with your band and stuff, and you book a certain amount of time. You can't back out of it. I never really had many allergies or whatever, but unfortunately, that week, a couple of days before, I had a really bad sinus infection and a real scratchy voice and all kind of thing, but I couldn't back out of it, so I had to go in there and do it. The band did a great job that day. Spent about 12 hours. We recorded that song and another song that we've done called Rocket Power. It came up. You know, for to go into studio the very first time in your life and record your own music, it's like your own children. Right? It's your own baby. You've created that, and you want to make sure it's perfect. And it came up pretty good. I did the best I possibly could do with what I had at that particular time. And then about a year or so later, I went and when I was living in New York, I remixed it at Power Play. I think it was Power Play Studios in Astoria, New York, and it definitely brought out some more things we weren't hearing on the original tracks. And maybe one day we'll go redo it again. Who knows? Still got the voice for it. I've got probably more of the passion. I don't know about the voice so much anymore, but definitely the passion for it. But yeah, it's such a little bit of story. You know, the title, as I was listening to it myself before starting the show today, I've got a couple subjects I want to talk to real quick today, but I wanted just to think about that one, the one line, "Are You For Real?" And I know it's popular in another song, a great rock and roll band. That's actually about it. A couple of years after I actually recorded this one. The thing of it is, if you really think about it, if you look at you've probably said to yourself, "Are you for real? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? I can't believe you just did that. Wow, how did that happen?" All those different little sentences, cliches, or whatever, all relate to that. Are you for real? And the song I said originally was that's where the song initiated from. It actually was from a poem. I took two different poems I had written previously, and just we were jamming one day, me and my at that time new guitarist and my brother, and we were just come up with some ideas and stuff, and that's how we came up with that particular tune. And we had another guitar player as well as a great bass player, and we went in the studio. I think that it took, let me think. I think the song was created probably in February of that year, and I think April actually is when we went into, I should say the band got together in February, and we recorded that song, another one as well, 2 months later. I booked the time. He had to book the time like at least a month in advance, so. But like I said, it was a lot of fun, great time and all that. The thing is, once again, the word, "Are You For Real?" Now, looking at your life and your business life, every single day things can change at the drop of a hat, right? You could be having the greatest day in your life, and then, it always seems a lot of times, oh my goodness, great day, and all of a sudden something tragic happens in your life, something that you just out of the blue that you weren't expecting. There's another cliche, that's life, right? But sometimes you have things that happen in your life that you can't believe is actually going on. It's really like you're in a surreal moment, like as if you're like visiting another, like you're back to the future, you're visiting, you're invisible, but you can see everything that's happened in your life previously, or you're in that moment, but you're somehow, you can even shout out to people, but they can't hear you. I don't mean physically shout out, just maybe even emotionally shout out. And so, like I said, things can happen. Things can change, change on a dime. I'm full of cliches today. But thanks for joining us today. This is Robert J. You've tuned into Your Radio Promo. And we're looking forward to doing a show pretty much every day. Feel free to contact us. You can hook up with us at Consumer View. Consumervue, the E is silent. That's Consumervue, Consumervue. You can also check out my website at consumervue.com. If you're in the direct sales industry and in business for yourself, by all means, check out Consumervue. Tomorrow I will be completely done, but I've got my blogs set up and ready to rock and roll. Some great information there. Some great free information, by the way. But my, if you're in that direct sales business or network marketing, if you've got a brick and mortar business, whatever it is, and you're looking to increase your volume and get more customers, I've got the solution for you. Just go ahead and, like I said, go to consumerview.com, check it out. And like I said, you can also hit me up at ConsumerView on Twitter. We can actually help you out and get you straight, help you get those leads that actually help get your business growing for you. So if you have a little trouble, maybe a little downtime, whatever, in your multi-level business or in any type of business, check it out at ConsumerView.com. All right, well, once again, everybody, thanks for joining us. This is Robert Jay. Let's talk about Are You For Real, the term Are You For Real. A song I had played, we played it live, of course, but the song I played for you earlier as the show began today. And I don't want to ramble on too much longer about it, but just as I was thinking about what I was going to discuss today, I was just thinking about life in general and how is your life going today? What are you going to do today? Like, it is the new year. There's still plenty of time to go ahead and set up your resolutions if you haven't done it yet. You still have time. It's really what you put into it and how you go about changing your life. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It can happen overnight and have an overnight successes in the business world. But it really is entirely up to a game plan, right? And next plans, like anything else, plans can change. And, my plans changed yesterday for myself personally, but that's okay because I'm going to roll with it and make the best of what I can do with the time I have to make a difference. My biggest thing is I've set up a system, educated myself over the last several years, really throughout my whole life, and I've made a commitment to other folks so I can actually help them succeed, right? And so that's what drives me, of course, providing for my family, and that's definitely the most. God is first, of course, family is second, occupation third, right? But the most important thing is to just make sure that you're doing things doing something every single day. Social media I talk about a lot. If you haven't done it already, or maybe you've done it before and you just kind of let it lay for a while, get your Facebook updated, get your Twitter updated, get into, I don't know if you've done Pinterest or Instagram, you like to take pictures. I mean, pictures can make you money, believe it or not. And also YouTube, get yourself hooked up with that. There's other social medias I'll be talking about on future shows. I'm also going to be having some special guests that are going to come on here talking about their particular industry and maybe give you one or two tips on how they can help you, or you can use their information to help you build your business and succeed with whatever you're pursuing. And even if it's just straightening out your life, maybe you need to get back in shape, need to change your eating habits. Weight loss industry is a multi-billion dollar industry right now. And my goodness, January, February, March are the most busy months for companies, any company in particular, especially the network marketing companies that are pursuing with their promoters, their distributors and promoters, on how they can better attack, I shouldn't say attack, but better let me rephrase that, how they can go about generating more volume and creating more success stories with people who are really needing a life change. The Biggest Loser just came out, came back on here a couple nights ago and watched it with the family. And some great inspirational stories, and I give every one of those people a lot of credit for getting on national TV, looking the way they do, and knowing that they have to make a difference, right? As an American, I know we like to eat fast food and stuff like that, and it's not the greatest thing for you. It tastes delicious a lot of times, but, an hour, 2 hours later, you're feeling tired and sluggish and stuff like that. So I think it's important to get on some kind of regimen, if it's just working out or taking brisk walks, Just eating right, you know, that's the most important thing. If you can actually get yourself on a good, proper diet, and I don't mean diet just as a way, just eating properly, right? You definitely can make a big difference. And drink yourself, get yourself a good water filter. Drink, you know, pure water, spring water. I would recommend that for sure. Just we're made of mostly water, so why not replenish the water? If you're actually thirsty, they say that if you're actually thirsty, you feel like, I'm really thirsty. Then you're like almost at the level to where you're lacking a lot of fluid and a lot of water. So start drinking that water. You know, if you like tea, drink some tea. You know, the soda pops are delicious and all stuff kind of thing. But my goodness, that's a lot of sugar in the soda. Pop, and maybe something you may want to cut down a little bit. Go for some Diet Coke. More importantly, I recommend just do the water, do the juicing, get on juices and stuff like that. Get on some reputable companies out there that have some great shake mixes out there that you can get on as well. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that subject, but once again, the Are You For Real? I mean, that's why I got on that subject. Are You For Real? Look in your mirror and say, you know, you're 15, 20 pounds, and maybe you never liked this. Maybe you're 100 pounds. You got to start just having that are you for real moment. You know, like look in the mirror and say, oh, my goodness. You know, and don't do this with the point of, like, putting yourself down or be upset with yourself, but get mad a little bit just to the point to motivate yourself to do something. Just do a little something every day. And the same goes for your home-based business. Just do something a little bit every single day. Just do something. Don't go through a day without, gosh, I should have made those phone calls. Oh, man, I should have sent that email out. I should have worked on my website a little bit. I should have blogged. I should have done this. I should have, could have, would have, right? And then a month later, you're saying the same thing. It's like that the movie that Bill Murray was in, Groundhog's Day. Every single day was the same exact day, right? If you can, if it is to be, it's up to me. So look in the mirror and say that to yourself, you know, and get on. Just get on with it. And go out there and improve your life. By you improving your life, you're actually improving the life of others around you because you're making a difference, and now you're going to go out there and help others. Just by you succeeding, others will succeed because they're going to follow you, right? But once again, thanks for tuning in. This is Robert J. You're tuning to Your Radio Promo. Feel free to follow me at Twitter, at Consumer View. That's CONSUMERVUE. I spell it out a lot of times because folks, when they hear Consumer Review, they might spell it the other way. That name came about a dozen years, about 12 years ago, and was our family had gotten our first Saturn View, and there you go. That's the explanation right there. Consumer something. I said View. That's a great name. So it was kind of like almost like a dedication towards the family as I was working my home based business at that time. That's why you've got the unique spelling. So once again, at Consumer View, you can also check out my website, consumerview.com, CONSUMERVU, silent E. That's consumerview.com. This is Robert J. We're doing a daily program. We're going to be having other people on here talking about their successes on how they were able to tackle their home-based business, doing the things they needed to do to succeed. There are so many tools out there right now within the internet. Everything is so user-friendly. So it's really quite simple to get online and get your own business going. Once again, just the people you get associated with. You know, do your due diligence, of course, but also make sure that whatever it is you decide to do and make that commitment, to those folks, sure. But make it to yourself, number one, you know. You've got to be right with it and dedicated and all that. But, you know, every single day as a habit is formed, you know, every single day you work towards that. They say about 21 days it takes to create that good habit. So if it's getting out every single day and walk around the block, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to be so tired. You know what? Do it anyway. I mean, don't be careful with the winters and the ice and flooding and all that stuff going on right now. But, you know, just be concerned about that, of course. But like today is an example. It's a brisk day out there. There's no ice on the sidewalk. And when I'm done with this particular call, it was programmed today. I'm actually going to be I'm going to do just that. I'm going to take that brisk walk around the block, you know. And I've never done that, you know. Just I was thinking about that recently, and I said, you know what? Why not? I could do that, or I can go, you know, do some other things. I can go take a nap or 20-minute nap, a power nap, if I wanted to. I mean, you know, we have free will. You can do whatever you want to do, but just make your time worthwhile to yourself, and you know it'll pay off in the end. That's the whole thing. Get yourself healthy while you're working on getting yourself wealthy. And if, of course, if you don't have your health, so you have nothing, right? And if you have your health, you have everything. So you are, and technically, if you're healthy, you are wealthy. All right, well, hey, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you guys listening to the audience. Feel free to drop a line if you have any suggestions. I know I tend to ramble on, but I do appreciate each and every one of you, and I wish you all the greatest successes in the world. Please feel free to tune in. Check out my website. Stay tuned. I've got some more blogs I'm going to be putting up next couple of days. I'm working on a book as well, so I'm a pretty busy camper, and that's about it, I guess I can say, share today. I will be on the air tomorrow for sure at 8 o'clock Eastern. That's on the 7th of January. I can't believe we're already about a week into the new year already. So New Year's looking really bright. It's looking great. Some phenomenal things are happening. If you had a downer of a new year or the holidays, whatever, you know, just shake it off, okay? Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just start all over again. And that's what you get. Just do it. You know, the Nike commercial and Ed Williams to say, just do it. Just do it. Whatever it is that you want to do to make yourself more happier in your life, more versatile to change, things happen. And, you know, just get pick yourself back up. You know, if it's something you've had an injury, whatever it is, you know, just take one day at a time. Time heals all wounds. You will get better. You will get through this. Just keep the faith, okay? Just remember that, and just keep on keeping on. Anyway, thanks so much again, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful day. Remember, you can make a difference. Keep the blinders on, because you will succeed. Have a nice day, everybody.